7th District Congressman Tim Walberg on the line with us from Washington, D.C. in the aftermath of the president's State of the Union address earlier this week, Congressman. I've been to the governor's State of the State message at the state capitol, so I've seen that end of it. I've never been, obviously, for a State of the Union address. Kind of give people a feel for what it's like at the U.S. Capitol when that's happening on that night.
Well, it's extremely festive. A lot of people come in for the event. I had a fellow legislator, Mike Shirky, from Jackson County, in as my guest this year. He's been bugging me for quite a while, so Ken, we'll have to talk maybe.
Okay, I'd love that. To.
But it was enjoyable to have him there to experience the State of the Union address, but also another resident of the district, Ted Nugent, was in, and so Ted and his wife and I spent an hour of time together in my office before we went to the House floor and chambers for the State of the Union address. And of course, Ted Nugent was certainly not on the side of the president, and he was quite a draw for media. Capitol Police wanted to have pictures taken with him and all of that. I don't think Ted stood up to applaud, put a smile on his face the entire time as he listened to the president, because it was indeed an experience of listening to a liberal philosophy that was put out that night, a bigger government, more spending, and then, of course, the Second Amendment issues as he ended in almost an unseemly way this time. So the festive nature that goes around yet culminates in policy presentation by the President of the United States. Mm-hmm. It is an example of America at its best in the sense that while we are divided on our policy beliefs, yet we come together as a combined force at that point in time.
Yeah, you know, with Ted, I would imagine he's probably the only guy there with a safari hat on. So
well, we we debated that. He wanted to wear it in, but suggested that and his wife concurred that the president has been looking in the administration for ways of making a negative point of Ted Nugent. So with a broadhead tip on his safari hat, it was probably best that he left where he did. And so he didn't wear that in.
Yeah, well, he wore it for the interviews afterwards. I saw some of those. Let's talk about the speech itself, obviously. Whether you agree or disagree with what the president was pointing out, I think everybody, you could say, because all those programs he was talking about, things to increase, initiatives to push for, but then honestly had the audacity to say it's not going to increase the deficit at all. That in itself seemed... How can you believe that portion of it?
Well, that's why it was fairy tales. I mean, the president is good. Saul Alinsky was his trainer. Tell the people in language that they understand what they want to hear and then do what you want. And that's what he did the other night. When he said this will not increase the deficit one thin dime, he has said that three other times, specifically in speeches in prior years. And what do we have? We have almost a $6 trillion deficit expenditure over the course of his 4 years in office thus far, bringing our debt to a historic level of over $16 trillion, moving towards $17. So when the president says that, you have to read between the lines and think exactly what he's going to say here. I mean, you cannot put a brand new additional preschool program in place. You can't put more... requirements and scoreboarding of colleges and universities. You can't put in place some of the expenditures for specific new programs and not expect it to cost. So here's a president who really doesn't get it yet that we have a spending problem in Washington and not a revenue problem.
Mm-hmm. And there might be some good things out of that, but like I said, there's no way economically you could ever make that happen. Were there any good things that you took out of it that you did agree with the president on his speech?
Well, when you talk about energy independence, and he presented that, said we want to get our nation to energy independence where we don't have to depend upon foreign resources, you've got to applaud that. However, sadly, I don't believe that's what he wants to do, because his example in these first 4 years have been just the opposite. He talked about having more oil than before. That's come from private sector investment in private properties. We have made it more difficult to site oil wells, natural gas wells, and certainly coal drilling in federal lands and the government resources. He continues to make it difficult there. So while I applaud it on a few statements, especially when you talk about our military and ultimately bringing them home, what he's doing is just exactly the opposite. And I mean, that's what we need to continue pushing back. And the president continues to want to spend, not to cut the spending. And that's going to flounder our country.
All right, Congressman, thanks for the insight. And I'll put my reservation in now for the State of the Union address.
Well, we have another State of the Union next year.
Okay. We'll talk. Tim, okay. Thanks. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk soon, all right?
You too.
Bye-bye. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us from Washington.